When you're on the threshold of something good, maybe something God's promised you, the truth is you expect it to be all sweetness and light, and yet too often, right then, it's as though all hell breaks loose. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as today we take a look at the promises of God from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'm going to tell you about a special new booklet that I'd love to send you. It's called It's Time to Take the Promised Land, to help you actually live in the promises of God. Have you ever stood on the threshold of something good, something fantastic? The promise of a promotion, or the promise of a pay increase, or you've just fallen pregnant, or your wife has, and in not too many months there'll be a new life in your family, or there's a great holiday coming up, or a new home, or peace where there was conflict. You stand there and you think, this is going to be fantastic. I just can't wait. And then all of a sudden, it's like all hell breaks loose. Everything and everyone kind of comes after you with a pickaxe at work and at home, and in your heart and your head there's turmoil. Hang on a minute, I'm about to step over into this promised land, and well, isn't it supposed to be fantastic? What is going on? I think we've all been there, right? So has God, and today we're going to look at his specific word that he wants to speak right into that situation. This week on the program, we've been looking at the whole promised land thing. You know, Abraham was promised this land that we now know as Israel, this land centuries before Israel ultimately crossed through the Jordan into that promised land. And it started with this beautiful promise of God to Abraham that you can read in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, "Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. Look north and south and east and west, for all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted. Rise up, walk through the length and the breadth of this land, for I will give it to you." So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron. And there he built an altar to the Lord. Abraham was into his 70s. He was childless. He and Sarai couldn't conceive. And God comes along with this stunning and incredible, almost impossible promise. And then he takes Abraham on a long journey. And in fact, Abraham's descendants, who become the nation of Israel, go on this long and winding road through slavery in Egypt, through death of most of the nation in the desert. And finally, centuries later, they get to the end of that long journey. Israel is standing on one side of the Jordan River, about to cross into this land that God had promised Abraham. And just at that point, their leader Moses dies, and God comes along with his successor Joshua. He gives Joshua some godly advice. In fact, it's more than advice, it's an admonition. Now, we're going to have a read of this because it's really powerful stuff. It comes in Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Have a listen. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised to Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on your west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let the book of this law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that's written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Don't be terrified. Don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Now, that sounds really encouraging, but just let's put ourselves in Joshua's shoes. Moses is dead. Fantastic. The tried and proven leader is gone. Okay, it's handed over to Joshua. Joshua's been Moses' aide. But gee, what a rotten timing. And then God repeats his promise. This is the land that I have given you. This is the land I promised to Abraham and all your forefathers. And no one will be able to stand against you. Oops. That's not good. That's not good at all. I mean, all these different tribes and nations are already in the land. They're not going to invite Israel in to take their land and say, oh, God said you could have it? Sure, go ahead, take it all. That's not likely. There's going to be opposition when they cross over the Jordan River and go and take the promised land. And then God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Whoa, what's God saying? This is going to be really bad. And three times God talks about courage. He says, be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. Don't be discouraged. That doesn't bode well. I mean, you're Joshua. You were there 40 years ago when you saw Moses lead the nation through the Red Sea and the whole of the Egyptian army, that mighty army, was drowned. You were there up on that hill on the other side of the Red Sea, and you were part of that euphoria. Bring it on, the promised land, we've won, God's taken us here, here we come. And then 40 years in the desert. Surely it must be over now, God. I mean, we're days away from crossing over into the promised land, and now God's setting me up, preparing me for a tough time. He's talking about battles and wars and not being terrified, and this is life and death stuff. This isn't what I expected of the promised land. It's not what I expected at all. That's why I've called this week's series, It's Time to Take the Promised Land. The promised land doesn't get delivered to our front doors like a pizza. God's promise, a land flowing with milk and honey, is wonderful. And God's reality is that there are battles along the way, and we have to take the promised land. It's the same today. You know what I've noticed? The rest of the world doesn't want me to have God's peace and God's joy. The rest of the world doesn't want me to live in God's promises. Every time God is about to do something amazing in my life, all hell breaks loose. The devil doesn't want me to live in the promised land. I mean, recently, these programs that you're listening to now, we were negotiating with a network of over 300 stations across the USA. It was a period of a few months negotiating and talking, and it was a huge step forward in reaching so many more people. I knew years before that we would come to this point. It's something that God had put on my heart. But the stuff that happened in those months leading up, it's like the devil opened the doors of hell and threw everything he could at me. And during that time, the Lord taught me and held me and stopped me from grumbling and changed me. And I had to learn to trust more and believe more and withstand more. And above all, not give up, but keep going. Joshua could have sat on his side of the Jordan River, heard what God was saying, and thought, nah, I'm out of here. He didn't. He believed in God's promises. He crossed over and went about taking the promised land, battle after battle. He knew it was time to take the promised land. God makes some powerful promises in His Word, the Bible. Promises that He means for you and me to live in. Problem is, so many people who believe in Jesus struggle to lay hold of His promises, especially on those dark days that we all seem to travel through. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called It's Time to Take the Promised Land, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the promises of God day by day. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's promises right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time on Monday with a different perspective.